RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think I have that quality.
I don't think
people would talk
to me.
I
think it's really prominent in, well, no, that's not true because Katie doesn't have it. I was going to say, I feel like it's really prominent in women who do this job where, like, you get into a conversation with them and it's like, oh, they sound like a radio person. Like, Pamela Love sounds like a radio. When you talk to Pamela, like, she sounds like a radio person to me. Ashley at 98 Rock sounds like a radio person. Like, she just has, like, a delivery and a cadence. It's like, oh, this is what you do.
Yeah, I don't have that. But I'll talk to people.
Justin Case kind of has that.
Justin
does. He definitely does, yeah.
Justin absolutely does. But I'll be talking to people and I'll be like, I'm on 102.5. And they're like, really? Oh, you're on 102.5? Like, what do you do? And I'll be talking like this. And then I'll be like, well, then you just, you're on 102.5 KSFM number one. And they're like, oh, I hear it. I'm like, that's not how I normally talk.
Yeah.
That's not how I normally
talk. You said something too during the break.
KSFM is a word.
In the midst of all that. You guys trust people here to, like, to use the microwave or the air fryer?
Do I trust
like
people
just
to
like
use
like you know
fryer?
like sometimes I'll be seeing food on the dishes in the dishwasher. It's like, oh, maybe I need to rinse off a dish if I use it here or whatever. Like, do you trust people to clean up the air fryer here?
Oh, oh, sweetie,
good question.
Enough to like put your food on there?
No.
I've always seen the air fryer. It's like, yep, there's an air fryer.
Yep.
Never going to use that.
No, yep. I'm cool. I got almonds. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, especially given the people who primarily use it are probably Katie and Kevin. And so God knows what they're air frying at 5:45 in the morning. Yeah. So, nah, I don't think so. I wouldn't want to eat off of dishes here.
No, like, the food on dishes in the dishwasher is terrifying.
Like, that is so, like,
who raised you guys?
Yeah.
Who raised you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I understand. I'm working on that with the 16-year-old at home. She doesn't thoroughly wash the dish before. Like, she'll open the dishwasher and be like, are these clean or dirty? They're dirty. Mm. And she'll look at, like, no, they're not. Like, they're clean. Like, no, you have to rinse them off before you put them in there.
Yeah.
That's just cleaning them. Well, not exactly.
You gotta get the good rinse off.
You got to.
It's got
to
be.
You got to.
I would say it's got to be about 60% clean when you put it in the dishwasher.
Man.
You got
to
wash.
I'm like 80 to 90.
Well, yeah, you got to like basically wash the dish
pretty
to the
much.
Point where it's like, all right, all this just needs to do the rest of the job, like 20%
right.
of it. Right?
Nah,
well, no, basically what I do is like I'm gonna clean the dish. And then I'm going to put it in here, and the water is going to be hot, and it's going to desanitize it, and it's going to, or sanitize it, and it's going to be fine.
That's
pretty
right.
much what I'm
That's
at
about
with,
right.
with the dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't play with. And then there's the yeah, dishes are a thing. Like, because there's certain dishes that you don't put in the dishwasher. You don't put cookware in the dishwasher.
Exactly. Yeah. But, which becomes a little frustrating.
Yes, brother. Yeah. I know.
But yeah, you can't put it in the dishwasher. I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. These eggs?
Oh my God! Why is it always the eggs? Why do they?
We're learning what Dilo's going through at home right now.
Why is it always the eggs that stick to this man. Non-stick pan?
That non-stick is cat.
Non-stick, yeah, that's not real. That's not real. We could probably sue someone for non-stick. Like, no, I got to throw some butter or something on this tray.
And I'm like the police with the dish. Hey. We can't put these new pots and pans in the dishwasher. Well, why not? It's going to ruin the nonstick. The nonstick already doesn't work. I know this because there's an egg stuck to the side of it.
And then, look, the wife, she's the boss. So she, that's where I learned, don't be putting the cookware in the dishwasher.
Nope.
And I'd be like, okay, those are the rules. And then sometimes I'll open up the dishwasher and there's a pan in there. I'm like, hey, why is this in it? I don't even ask no questions. I just know that I'm not supposed to put
this. Especially you don't, brother. Especially you don't. Just let it go.
Whatever she decides, if she's like, oh, no, this one is good, that's fine. She can do that. I'll do what I was told to do.
We got this new cookware. It was beautiful. It came with like a sponge. Like for best results, clean it with this. Ooh. It's like, all right, but like the sponge like eventually starts to disintegrate.
Yeah, how do you get a new one?
Well, I was like, where do I find this special sponge? It's like, well, I guess I'll just use the soft side of a regular sponge. Yeah. I don't know.
And sometimes the soft side don't get it done.
It doesn't. Not with them goddamn eggs, man.
I don't use the soft side.
Nah, gotta, I really don't either.
Yeah, that's not.
I really don't.
Well, you better learn, because you got a registry, and some right? Don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll be scratching up that pan.
Where's the registry at?
It's on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a tab for it.
Okay, I have to look at the tab. Yeah. Yeah, because some of that stuff that's gonna come, you're gonna want to use the soft side of the sponge. Yeah.
All right.
That's Sinead.
In fact, everything that you get next month, use the soft side of the sponge.
As Sinead once said, you got to go to work on Myra's feet. That's how you got to do with some of those pots and pans.
Pots and pans, man. That's what it is.
You got to go to work.
That's what it is.
Speaking of going to work, boys are going to work. Our boys are going to work, though.
Well, wait. Okay, wait a minute. You said yesterday it was over.
I did. No, well, I said it's looking bleak. I basically said it was over.
I don't think they could do it.
Yeah, I don't think they could do it.
Can't get it done.
Me and Jesse were just talking about it. We were talking about the San Francisco Giants, who, after beating up the Diamondbacks last night and the Mets losing 1-0 to Philadelphia, are now 3 games back of the wild card. And this is the crazy thing about baseball, about standings and all this other stuff. 4 feels so much different than 3. 3, we just talked about, like, 3 seems real. 4 doesn't.
Nah, that's perfectly fair.
3 is like,
perfectly fair.
This could happen. And the Mets have a 4-game series. They had game 1 yesterday. 4-game series with the Phillies. The Phillies are going to look to put them in the dirt. And They might make it happen. Now, looming in the background is a weekend series with the Dodgers this weekend. And then they've got 4 more, I think, the following weekend or maybe 2 weekends from now. So you got 7 games with the Dodgers. That's looming. But you've got another 3 with the Rockies. You've got this Diamondback series, which the Diamondbacks aren't pushovers, but you should be able to take care of business with the way that you're playing. And once again, 3... 3 makes it real. 3, last night I was watching the game. I came in late, turned the game on, and I saw right when they had that big, I think it was 6th inning. I said, oh, they about to win this game. What the Mets do? Oh, the Mets lost 3 games? Ooh. So, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. It's still, I look at the totality of it, and you'd be asking them to win. Let's just say like 20 of 24 games. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's
in addition to what they've already done,
right,
to get to this point.
Right. That seems like a lot, seems difficult, but you never know, man. I think, like I said, the Mets, I think they play the Phillies right now. I think they have another series with Philadelphia. They play the Padres, I think, as well. So they've got teams that are all fighting right now left on their schedule. And I don't know. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Well, so it hasn't. They've got 7 with the Dodgers. None of those Dodgers games have happened yet, right?
No, they play them this weekend, and then I think it's the very next
and
week.
And it's 7. It's a 3-4.
Yeah, it's 7.
That's really what this all boils down to, no? Boils down to, like, can you win 4-3? Can you win that series 4-3?
That's a good call.
Is that okay?
I agree. And the Dodgers right now aren't playing the best baseball.
Mm.
So maybe you're catching them at a good time. Although, for the second time in 3 days, I think I got this right, Jesse. Because Saturday I was kind of all over the place and I saw it in the distance. And then I saw it in the distance yesterday as I was washing the dishes.
Huh?
Second time in 3 days the Dodgers lose a no-hitter in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackson Harvey got him the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hate to see it.
I'm going to be honest, man. You look pretty broken up about it.
That's crazy. Yesterday was a combined
no-hitter. That's absolutely nuts.
Combined no hitters are not real.
That's right.
They're so stupid.
That's right.
It's not a real thing.
That's right.
Well,
right. You can't break it up. Oh, that's we did a team no hitter. No, it's not a no hitter.
That's facts.
Okay, now that's before facts. You get angry at the record books, do they categorize the team no hitter in the same section as the regular no hitters? Because maybe they make a distinction.
I think they do, but either way, if you have to make a distinction, just ignore it completely then.
Well, it's a no hitter.
It's a team no hitter. I believe they categorize it as a team.
It's
no
not
hitter.
Within the spirit of the game.
It's a no hitter. Nobody got a hit.
No,
but it doesn't.
What do we call it?
That's just
a nobody got a hit game.
The other team sucked today. It wasn't even. Oh yeah, this pitcher was great. The other team was ass.
It's just a game.
Yeah, we threw 4 different guys at them. They couldn't hit any of them. What do you want us to do?
That's all it is. It's just a game.
Didn't
have our best stuff today.
Exactly.
Real quick,
the bad day at the office.
The Mets got 3 more with the Phillies. They got 3 against San Diego, and they got 3 against Chicago is their tough games left. So
3-3. So 9? You said 3-3-3?
9 tough games.
Okay.
In there, they got a series of Washington and Miami.
Are the only tough ones the Giants have, the Dodgers?
Yeah, because they got Colorado.
Because it's all the same teams again. I remember we looked at the schedule. Like, they just kept playing the same teams to end the season.
They got Colorado and Arizona coming up, and I might be missing one other team, but I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, Colorado and Arizona. Oh, St. Louis.
St. Louis. I was going to say there's another one at St. Louis. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today, we'll come back. We'll reset things. We'll talk about the football game last night. Also got Trista Crick set to join us. We got week 1 overreactions. We've got phone lines, 916-909-1320. It's D-Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Funny every time. Every time.
Apparently, there's a light show going on Capitol Mall here in Sacramento for California's 175th birthday block party, which goes down tonight.
It's what? It's California's...
The California 175th birthday block party.
Okay.
State Capitol, September 9th, 6 to 9 p.m.
Happy birthday, California.
It is your birthday.
Happy birthday, California.
Yeah. California's a Leo, right? Still Leo season?
I don't think so.
Usually,
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, because the 20 seconds is when it ends. What is this, like Virgos or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
It's always 21st or
yeah,
22nd.
End of the 22nd, yeah.
California's so sick.
Rabbit hole, sorry. Sugar Free is going to be at Harlow's on November 8th.
Oh, guess who else is going to be at Harlow's? Kenny.
Sugar Free at Harlow's.
I'm pulling up.
It's a free plug for our people over at Harlow's.
I am pulling up.
Oh, and it's your boys ENT putting it on. Hey, Kenny will be there. We know he ain't gonna get paid, but he'll be there.
Dad, I saw a video the other day of Sugar Free.
They ain't calling KSFM for help.
Sugar Free meeting Bishop Don Juan for the first time.
Oh, dear God. Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah, it was a monumental moment, I guess.
Shine the light. Shine the light.
Shine the light. Bring him back for halftime.
I mean, beats the Sugar Hill Gang.
Shout out Ying Yang Twins. They was out there injured. They were still out there. It comes.
That was so sad. My brother was out there in a knee brace just trying to shake it like a salt shaker.
Shout out SeaWorld.
Well, I'm telling you, if Vivek and whoever, that's, I think Mo, you know, does some work there, they were thinking they need to treat.
It's definitely our man Mo.
They need to treat King's halftime like SeaWorld.
Fat Joe and Remy Ma out there.
Yeah. You see all the pubs, SeaWorld. When was the last time you thought about SeaWorld? Before the summer.
Didn't know it still existed, if we're being completely honest with each other.
That's what I'm saying. It worked.
Don't know where it's at.
Well, it's in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Okay. I didn't know.
Sounds nice too, Casey.
San Diego-ish. I don't know if it's in exactly San Diego, but around that area. Maybe Oceanside, something like that.
Maybe get the preseason games on TV first.
Well, it's a
baby steps.
That's a good point. It says SeaWorld San Diego, so I guess that's what it's labeled as. Nice little stage on the water. This was wild.
Trina. Trina came to, I saw
Baby Bash was there, Soulja Boy and Bow Wow, Waka Flocka.
Oh, snap.
Not an empty seat in the stadium.
Genuine was there.
Stage was, I guess.
He was tapped in. That was marketing genius.
The I Love the 90s tour with Color Me Bad and Tretch and Young man. MC.
That's marketing genius. Great job by them. Kings could do the same thing. If they're thinking.
Maybe they booked D'Lo and Casey live from SeaWorld.
I've been to SeaWorld.
Been there like once, I think. SeaWorld must took my hand off.
Be careful.
Never been to SeaWorld.
It's fine.
Have not spent enough time in San Diego.
Man, love me some San Diego.
Have not spent enough time there.
SeaWorld is fine. I want a giant Shamu for Reese. We'll go back just because the kids love to see the animals, but unless Trina's there, we won't go back any other time.
That's fair enough. You going to go back and watch Caleb Williams? Maybe that first drive and call it a day?
Can never take that away from you, Bears fans.
So, my main man, Alan, a Bears fan, I talk to him often.
He gets a lot of run on the show. He's the only Bears fan we know. It's a lot like Io, the Cleveland insider. You just kind of work with what you have.
And Al is not even from Chicago.
We've got one Cleveland insider. We've got one Bears insider.
He's from Queens. He's a Bears fan.
Well, that's unfortunate. But I guess it beats the Jets.
Or the Giants. We go back and forth about Caleb all the time. And I say, look, I don't think Caleb is like a bad quarterback. But there's something missing with him. He's got all the tools. Physically, he can do everything that you need. But I was watching that game last night, and you know what the problem is? You know what the main problem for Caleb Williams is? He can't throw. Well, that's going to be a problem if you're the quarterback.
We were watching him warm up with some sort of weighted ball in his hand. And we don't know what he was aiming for. It just didn't look like he was hitting his target at any point. Like none.
That's his issue. He can, when he throws it, that thing is 90 miles per hour. Like he's got all the tools. It's easy for him to do that. Mm-hmm. But if I say hit this point right here, he can't do it consistently. And there were two plays watching that game that signified it. I don't have the timestamp, but there was a fourth and three that Moore went across the middle. He was there. He was open. And Caleb just was inaccurate. He was just inaccurate. And then it was 17-6, I think, in the fourth quarter. Maybe it was 17-12 at that time. And the tight end, just a gaping hole in the middle of the field, wide open. And Caleb sees him. And just fires it past him. He can't throw. I've seen enough. I felt this way at USC. I felt this way his rookie year. And I just think that's who he is. Mm-hmm. Now, you can win with him because he's talented, but you need the right weapons around him. You need the right coach around him to simplify things as much as possible. And maybe that's what Ben Johnson can do. But the homie said it the best. He's a guy who can hit a fall away three with a hand in his face, but he can't make a free throw.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Was Caleb Williams good in college?
What do you think he is right now?
What do I think he is right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's under a lot of pressure to be good. I think he's a little overhyped, a little underdeveloped, and he might not be ready to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
I only ask that because that's what he was in college. Whatever you think of him right now is what he was at SC.
So the idea was, and I remember, no, I think that's completely accurate because I remember thinking that last year, are we sure? Like, we're sure, like, we're positive. Mm-hmm. And it, like, I understand the idea of drafting on potential. It is a dangerous game to play, but I understand when you see physical tools that might be a little raw, but you see those gifts, like, oh yeah, we can we're the National Football League. Mm. We can mold that. And it's like, okay, not quite yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but this is now Ben Johnson's task. Ben Johnson's task isn't just to be the head coach and the coordinator and the play caller and all of that stuff. It's he took this job. And look, we were a part of this. We said this Chicago Bears job was the one. This was the one, and Caleb was part of the reason. Caleb was the main reason why. It's like you get a play caller in there like Ben Johnson. You have a guy who could take this potential and turn it into something. And I, you know, this is part of week one and overreactions. I don't think Caleb is trash. I actually think Caleb looked a little bit better yesterday than he did at most points last year. But for what he was and the way he was talked about, you know, I tried to resist scratching my head about it last year. But at this point, if this is what it looks like, it's like, it was just the assessment on this young man a little wrong.
I believe he's too talented to be a bad quarterback. He's just got too much raw ability to be bad. I do think, though, you're going to need to do a lot of work with him if you're Ben Johnson. You're going to have to work on simplifying the offense, simplifying his reads and his throws, putting the weapons around him in place, you might have to be a run-first type team. Mm-hmm. You might have to find a way to turn him into a game manager as opposed to, and once again, it has a negative connotation, but I you can win a lot of games. You can win a Super Bowl with a quote-unquote game manager if you manage it the right way and you have the right pieces around him. But you might have to turn into being a run-first type team as opposed to saying, hey, Caleb, be Lamar Jackson, be Josh Allen because you were the number one pick and lead us there. Be Jaden Daniels and lead us there. I don't know if that's the way you win with Caleb Williams as your quarterback. Because there's the accuracy issue, which is a major thing.
Yeah.
But there's also...
That's kind of important in the
just
NFL.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Quarterback, that's important.
But then there's also, like, I don't know if he always sees the field the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, there are flaws there that you have to work around. But I do think they can be worked around. Like, I think he can be a good quarterback and be a winning quarterback in this league. But it feels like everything else around him has to be perfect. And I'm sorry, but even then, Ben calls up like, hey, just a little check down or whatever. And he sails it 4 feet over the guy's head. He's wide open.
Yeah.
Hit him in the chest.
Yeah. I saw something on Instagram where it was like, Caleb almost killed a fan with this throw. He overthrew him so bad and so aggressively, he hit a fan and he could have taken him out.
Maybe it's mechanical, too. Maybe it's something you get him with a quarterback doctor, and he fixed the mechanics of his footwork and all this other stuff. But maybe that's the case.
But it shouldn't take this long to address if that's the case, no?
Yeah.
He's been in the league a year. Mm-hmm. So that's my other question is, it's Chicago. Whether we like it or not, that is a very high-profile job. That is a massive market. That is a passionate fan base. It never matters what their record is. It's the quarterback position, which always seems to be a conversation in Chicago. And then you add in the dynamic of this this kind of fresh part of the dynamic is, you know, the new hotness with the play caller, mm-hmm. who's also the head coach in Ben Johnson. I'll say it as a statement rather than a question. There's no reason to give up on him yet.
Absolutely not.
You can have your concerns. I don't think you have to give up on this young man yet. No. But you've got to. There are things that you have. There are things about him that just look odd. Mm-hmm. As it, like a quarterback, they just look odd.
He looks a little frantic sometimes. Like he, it just, J.J. McCarthy looked different yesterday. Now, he didn't play great, but as a quarterback, he looked different. He didn't always throw a fastball over the middle of the field to get to the guy, but if it was an out route, I remember specifically, I think in that fourth quarter, there was an out route to what's the tight end's name for T.J. Hockenson? There was a out route, 5-yard out route to him. McCarthy put it to him in stride where he's supposed to get it. There was no reaching for it. It was right there, right there. And it wasn't a fastball, but it was perfectly placed. And that's what he does. That's what you want your franchise quarterback to be able to do. Yeah, it's cool to be able to, you know, evade the rush and, you know, spin around backwards and then throw it off your back foot 40 yards. That's cool. But I need you to make the gimmies. I need you to make the layups. And Caleb hasn't shown in a year and one game to always be able to make the gimmies. And he showed that at USC too, though. That's the other thing
that
makes me question it.
Sure. On the other side of the field, it felt like Kevin O'Connell wasn't going to ask. I always say his name and wonder if I'm making a joke because of Kevin O'Connell.
Oh, O'Connell, yeah.
Like, it's like, no, Kevin O'Connell. No, that's him. No, that's really his name. That's his real name. That's not we're not insulting him. That's Kevin O'Connell's name.
That's who he is.
He's coach of Minnesota Vikings. On his front, again, another brilliant play caller with the first-year quarterback who looked like hell until he didn't. Mm-hmm. And the Vikings were able to pull off, you know, for the second primetime game in a row. We saw a fourth quarter comeback from the Minnesota Vikings. And, of course, that's going to leave Bears fans, you know, frustrated and kicking themselves and all of that different stuff. But Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings offense, they kind of stayed composed headed into that fourth quarter. And it paid off for him. J.J. wasn't perfect at all, but J.J., I wondered, like, what the Vikings, you know, would be without that veteran quarterback presence that was Sam Darnold. And, I mean, you know, maybe it was the Bears or maybe it was him. He looked composed. He looked relaxed. He looked poised. Even in his post-game interviews, like, listening to him talk, he sounds like a veteran to me. Mm-hmm. He sounds like an NFL veteran. It's like, yeah, that goes a long way at that position.
Absolutely. You know, ironically enough, what I saw from him last night was he locked in after the pick six. That's when he started to look his best.
Yeah, right.
He started to make all the throws and do everything that he needed to do to run that offense after the pick six. And I was impressed with that second half with him. You know, in the first half, like I say, looked like a rookie. Looked like his first game on the road in Chicago to open the season. It looked like he was still processing some things. Like I said, after that pick six, he was lights out. He was lights out. And like you said, he looks like a veteran. He sounds like a veteran. Sounds like a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those guys seem to believe in him. One of the things that I think gets lost in the shuffle with him not being able to play last year and us questioning, like, hey, are you gonna be able to get this done with a rookie? Is he was the winner of that job. Like, O'Connell looked at him and Sam Darnold and said, no, we're going to go with this guy. I think I can win with this guy. And he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not he's going to be able to do the same things that Darnold did last year, yet to be seen. But O'Connell was confident in having him as the starter going into the season last year as a rookie. So I would say going into this season, yeah, it feels good. He feels like they could be a winning team. Because he felt the same way last year, I'm pretty sure.
Not sure what to make of them as a whole, but that's a great start for them as we welcome in Trista. This is Emi. I completely forgot TK has a dentist appointment today.
Mm.
So she's jumping on with us. She's live in the ride. TK, what's good?
I'm in the parking lot, baby. No, not driving. We can take the seat belt off. You know who was in a seatbelt this weekend?
Who's that?
Brock Purdy.
He was?
He was in a seatbelt. Oh, yeah.
He was?
Yep. Christian McCaffrey averaged 3.1 yards per carry. He was in a seatbelt as well. They had to target him 10 times.
Seattle defense pretty good. Seattle defense pretty good in Seattle on top of that. I think that's a good defense. It's a tough game. Brock Purdy made all the plays you need to. He's a winner. That's what happens.
So he's a winner. Probably say the same thing about J.J. McCarthy right now, too.
Oh, J.J. McCarthy, definitely a winner. I mean, he won an O. What'd you think of that interesting quarterback duel last night on primetime?
I think, as somebody who did Chicago sports radio for a long time, that they're probably melting down, just absolutely distraught about being up as many points as they were up, as late in the game as they were, and then you still find a way to lose. I literally was talking to my friend who's a Vikings fan, and he goes, and they were up whatever it was the biggest lead that it was, and he goes, watch Chicago lose this game. This is the game. These are the types of games that Chicago still loses. Somehow, you might want to bet the Vikings right this second. And sure enough, I think the Vikings scored three straight times going down the field. So I think Caleb looks better. He missed a lot of guys still. He missed that DJ Moore touchdown wide open because he was looking at the flat, which I thought was like, probably more to do with, I don't know if you guys remember, but Caleb's offensive line last year was one of the worst I've seen for a rookie. They were almost none of those guys are on this line now. So I think he was looking at the flat because he didn't know if he had enough time to deliver that ball to DJ Moore down the sideline to get a touchdown. He's like, let me just get it out quick to the flat and just get these easy throws so that I don't get my head knocked off. Speaking of that, I think he threw a couple of hospital balls, which is sort of becoming the rap on him, that he's delivering the ball to his receivers in a place where they are in grave danger. But overall, I thought him running the ball looked better. His decision making looked better. He looked much more poised. He was super evasive. I don't even know how he got out from under duress like that. I don't know if you guys know which one I'm talking about. It looks like he should have been sacked and somehow got positive yardage out of there. J.J. McCarthy looked fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I am not a big J.J. McCarthy. I'm not, like, thinking anything of that performance, really, other than the fact that he was mic'd up and he stayed very delusional and positive about the team when they were down as many points as they were down. And if they wouldn't have won the game, he would look like he was clinically insane today, where he's like, oh, where would you rather be anywhere else but this? It's like, yeah, we're down three touchdowns. Actually, I would want to be somewhere else but here next to you. Like, actually, Sam Darnold's looking pretty good right now. So I watched J.J. McCarthy a lot at Michigan. I actually went to the Michigan State game, and I don't think he's that great of a passer, honestly. So I didn't see anything spectacular that I thought was something that gave me anything different. I just thought that there were some fluky things that happened from Chicago that gave them opportunity. So Caleb looked a little better. J.J. McCarthy looked okay, but I don't think we have enough information on these two teams to make a determination.
See, Tristan, we were just talking about, I think Caleb looks the same as he's looked at USC. And I said this is his problem, is he's unbelievably gifted, unbelievably talented. That pass on the first drive on the sideline, I'm not sure there's seven guys in the league who can make that pass with that velocity and hit it on a dot.
Oh, the one to Rome?
Yeah,
the
it's crazy. The one-legged on the sideline, that was insane. But the two that I look at is he had the fourth down to DJ Moore that you've got to hit him. Like, he's there. Make the pass across the middle and hit him. And then later in that fourth quarter, the tight end was running wide open. There was nobody around anybody in the middle of the field. And Caleb just throws a fastball right by him, And my buddy, he had the perfect analogy. He said, Caleb, because I don't think he's accurate at all. Like, he can't throw on a consistent basis. And he says, He's a guy that can hit a fall away turnaround three with a hand in his face, but he can't make a free throw. That's a problem.
He's Ace Bailey. He's Ace Bailey. My man can hit the most insane shots you've ever seen, but like, can you just like one dribble pull up with no one there? Can you do that? Because that's mostly what we need you to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
all the spectacular stuff, let's work on doing that after you can achieve and be elite at all the basic things.
What was the thing that surprised you the most from week one?
Boy, I said this on... By the way, can I shout something out really fast?
Always.
I just started a new series with my buddy Nick... Oh, where did you guys go? With my buddy Nick Costos called... look at me. Snap Judgments, by sponsored by BetMGM. So we got a twice a week show sponsored by BetMGM, which means money for your girl.
How many shows do you have?
I don't know. It feels I was just talking to my producer for Let Her Shoot on the way before I came to you guys. And I said, I know you feel like all you're doing is editing. All I feel like I do is record. That's all I do all day long. Like, I'm like Stephen A. Smith of the digital world. Just make the same take on eight different places. We've got Alley-Oop every Tuesday on Meadowlark with Juju Gotti. That's a basketball podcast and a culture podcast. That's happening. We've got Snap Judgment, sponsored by BetMGM, on Mondays and Fridays. And that just started last Friday, so we're excited about that. And then we've obviously got the Heat Check, which is really becoming just the stepchild, where it's like the cobbler that has no shoes. I've got so many obligations from other people who are actually paying me money that Heat Check is going a little underserved, but we're going to get back at it more on the
I have great news for you. Nothing is happening. So you're fine.
Nothing's happening. Unless, except for this Kawhi thing is happening.
Well, and Josh Giddey. So you could do a podcast on Kawhi Leonard and Josh Giddey.
Exactly. So, and then we've got Let Her Shoot on Tuesdays as well.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people.
Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But anyway, I said this on Snap Judgments. I think that the team that surprised me the most was how bad the Dolphins look.
Mm.
They've got people splitting hairs about whether they want to admit they're Polynesian or not now online.
No.
People are giving up their up the pig roasts and the like luau's and the flowers around their neck, because that's how badly Tua Tagovailoa looks right now.
Mm-hmm. That's out of pocket, for the record. That's out of pocket.
Speaking of,
I mean, I agree, but that is what was occurring. People were like, don't call me Tongan. I'm not. It's like, hold on. Okay. Relax. I wasn't doing that, but I was watching. You had some like Polynesian on Polynesian crime, a civil war is breaking out within the Polynesian.
All because Tua.
Based around because of Tua.
Speaking of ethnicity, did you guys know Jaden Daniels has Asian descent?
No, I did not know that he had Japanese in his blood.
No clue.
I can kind of see it, though.
Yeah, now that it's there, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't think twice about it.
Do you remember there was like a huge, well, I don't know what you would call it, like a trend? It was when Cisco and Wu-Tang were at the peak of their powers.
Unleash the
and
dragon.
It was like Drew Hill. And so you had like black culture really embracing Japanese culture.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Tattoos, you know. Dragon, I mean, we got Kenya
dragon
Martin.
Tattoos, dragon.
Nikki did it too, like
yes.
5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Ja Rule did it as well.
No.
Even the like the sounds of the little like, just like Asian chimes in the background, which now looking back is a little appropriative. It'd be like, and you're like, hold on, relax, okay, relax.
Christina Milian, Dip It Low, great video.
Yes, yes, you know what I'm saying.
Now that I think about it, I want to put a pin in Kawhi, because I don't think we ever talked to Drist about Kawhi. I think that was after Drist Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh.
So I want to get back to that, because I want to still talk a little football. But
how much time do we have, by the way?
Oh, we have till 2.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
I parked right outside the dentist appointment so that I can just pull up, you know, just walk right in.
That's love. Perfect. That's love. What did you think of Sunday night, excuse me. Did that say anything to you, or was it just a good game, great finish?
Well, I think we can say that Baltimore continues to not, at the end of games that are important, be trustworthy. That's really what it is, you know? Mm. And I love Lamar, and I love Derrick Henry, and just you got to do better. John Harbaugh's record in these types of games is not good. Mm. And I don't actually blame any of the players, really. It's him as a coach. There's some things that need to get cleaned up.
Well,
and the Bills,
fumble.
They're just never dead. Huh?
He didn't fumble.
He did not fumble. You're right. But there's some game script there that can be cleaned up. I think that Derrick Henry fumble was just very fluky. You're talking about
absolutely.
A guy who's almost impossible to get rid of the football. Like he's just so strong and powerful and huge. To pop it out in that manner was just a great one hell of a play. I love the Bills. I think the Bills are winning the AFC this year.
Now, real quick, the 7 second possession that they had after that might have been John Harbaugh.
I think it was 5 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Couldn't even turn the TV on, and they were already punting.
Awful. It was like, I just went to get water. Why do the Bills have the ball back? Yeah, that was
the
crazy.
The fact that the Bills missed the 2-point conversion and still won that game. Is like unacceptable.
Still got the ball left next to the 2-minute warning. Ow. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you're in on the Bills, completely out on the Chiefs, or just completely in on Buffalo?
Oh, well, I've got Xavier Worthy on my fantasy team. And what is he worthy of, really? I don't know.
Prayers.
I mean, he's worthy of our prayers. He's worthy of our thoughts and prayers. He's worthy of this hospital bed. He's worthy of admonishment for putting his arm up to say he's wide open, which is why he separated his damn shoulder by running into his own teammate. It just kind of feels like the comedy of errors and issues around the Chiefs this year are worse than ever, right? You've got Rashee Rice suspension 6 games. Isaiah Pacheco doesn't look like himself coming off of that injury. You've got Kareem Hunt, you know, can't tell whether you can hear me or if I'm frozen. Am I good?
You're back now.
No.
You're just doing a couple of quick shivers like you're freezing and unfreezing. And she doesn't know that. She's leaving the car. I believe we have an official freeze. There's slight motion there. There's just slight motion. She's like kicking out at 2 3/4.
It's like a false start. That's what, like,
hold on.
She's trying to jump back on side as quickly as possible.
Oh, now we've just lost her.
Shout out to TK for always trying to make it work. I don't know that we'll get the opportunity because this is not on you. Trista hit me like last Tuesday. It was like, hey, can I come on early next week? I completely forgot to put it into the show notes that she was going to be on with us early next week, this week. But whether we spend a few minutes talking about, we've got to talk about what the Toronto Star reported on Kawhi. Because it is, I don't know what to, it's amazing. Let's call it what it is. It's amazing. Let's bring Trista back. Let's see if she can pick up where we left off. There's more blue sky behind you. Maybe this will
turn
be better.
To a different side of the car.
Yeah, that's what she did. That's fine. She's trying to make it work.
I see her.
Now I'm not sure she can hear us. Oh, this isn't. No, go get your teeth cleaned. This is actually getting worse. Whatever just happened just got worse. Okay.
It was almost a Joe Davidson situation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We should have let her talk.
It sounded a little crazy.
It's always funny to us, and I get it, like we've lived through this before. Yeah. It's always funny to us when a guest drops out. It's never funny to them.
No, I'd be pissed if I were them.
Yeah, no, I'd understand it. Like if I was on like with, you know, Butcher Boy or something, I'd be mortified if something went wrong. But for us, it's funny.
It
like
is.
It's whatever. It's the internet.
Every time. I laugh every time.
You're in the parking lot of a dentist office. Of course something is going to go wrong. I thought her comments about Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey were a little out of pocket.
They were very out of pocket.
I thought both of those guys played well.
Yeah, Brock played well. He had – it's rare that you say this, but literally it feels like those two interceptions were like the only two bad passes he had. They were bad passes.
No, they were. Yeah, they were
But he dropped back 20-some-odd times, and it was just those two passes that just were bad. Other than that, it was all good.
Let's try again. Are you in the actual dentist office now?
I'm in the lobby.
Oh,
can
God.
You guys hear me?
No, this is bad.
This is bad.
See
a strep throat?
You sound ill. You sound like you're at the
dentist. That was Joe Davidson. That was Joe Davidson right there.
Oh, man. Again, she did not find that funny at all. Roddy says Darth Trista. Hold on, where'd it go? Darth Trista. Yeah, she sounded like a 60-year-old smoker.
Like the lady, remember, who smokes through her throat? Remember that commercial?
Oh, of course. That lady, like, ma'am, you got to stop.
That was the crazy part. That was the crazy part. She's got that, and she's still smoking.
It's like, smoke. Do you remember that commercial? Anyone who ever saw that commercial will never forget it. The old lady smoking through her throat.
An older one, right?
Yeah. This is like the I'm falling, I can't get up era.
Yeah. That was crazy. I mean, yeah, scarred for life. We're all scarred for life with that one.
Yeah, but you know what? It worked.
It worked.
We remember it.
I don't know.
I don't remember what it was for.
It was for
sure. It's like anti-smoking like society or whatever. But
and I wasn't gonna smoke anyway, so I didn't need you to do that. But maybe somebody did.
What's the most memorable commercial from like your childhood? What's like a commercial you remember today?
The very first one that came to my mind when you said that is Go See Cal.
Go See Cal Worthington and if his dog spot.
If I think a little bit more, maybe I can figure something else out. They had the, what was the jewelry man?
No, he used to sing songs.
Yeah.
Paul the Diamond?
Mind you, a lot of this was on 31, whatever that
station was. Absolutely. It was on Superstars of Wrestling. That's when it was on.
So we got that. We have
see, Cutting P saying, I remember him saying, I'm a credit man. The Diamond Center. Where'd it go? Paul from the Diamond Center.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Paul from the Diamond Center. That is terrific.
I remember that. I remember the Men's Warehouse. I guarantee.
Yeah. He was doing that. He was doing the voiceover for that spot. Like it was late because his voice was weak. The last time I heard.
Is he still with us?
I guarantee. I have to imagine he's not.
Poor guy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that that's true. I'm sure. I think he lived a solid life. Oh. That was the Men's Warehouse, right?
Yeah, Men's Warehouse. Yeah, those are the three that come to mind.
I don't know how to look up that man.
Obviously, Got Milk was big time of the Got Milk series. That, remember with
the one with the little kid and then the grown up. Like it would be like a kid drinking milk, and then all of a sudden, like a professional athlete would appear.
The thing, the one I remember the most is Adam Burr. Remember where he was listening to the radio?
No, Aaron Burr.
Is it Aaron Burr?
Oh. Yeah.
Aaron Burr. Yeah. I remember that one the most.
That was a milk commercial. Oh, yeah, because he has the pill. Oh, let me get the milk.
Aaron Burr.
Sorry, sir.
Like, hello? Hello? We can't hear you, sir.
I'm trying to find out if the Men's Warehouse. George, is it George Zimmer? Yes. Is George Zimmer with us? He is.
Get him on the show.
George,
chase him down,
well,
chase
he's,
him down.
Is this right? George Zimmer, founder of the Men's Warehouse. He's 76 years old and he's still with us.
He can coach the NFL team.
Let's go. Well,
he could.
Right. He was the founder, executive chair, and former CEO all the way up until 2013. Mm. Good for George.
Now he's retired, living life. Went to the Men's Warehouse.
Lives in Oakland.
Oh,
Jesse, get George Zimmer on the line.
Talk to George. George, is he still? Was he still have decision making power? Because he could sponsor this segment.
Zimmer's, yes, he's still working. He's the founder and chairman and CEO of Generation Tux, an online tuxedo and suit rental platform. We can rent our suits for Jesse's wedding at Generation Tux.
Come on.
Jesse, you got your tux picked out already?
Wanda!
I almost went to that spot.
Auntie Wanda! We got an idea.
We got one for you.
We got a live one. I'm sorry, did you say you got your tux already?
Yeah, we already got it. I'm going
to pick
it up.
It's like a month away. Of course you already have it. Let's go to Generation Tux here with George. Oh, look at this great website.
I want to see.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this is a good look.
I need a tux. I need a tux. Not for the wedding.
Shout out George Zimmer.
Every man should have a tux.
Yeah, the one I had is from a long time ago. I gave it away.
Mm.
Like, I don't wear suits like I did in 2008.
Oh, yeah, this looks nice.
Not the same.
The first one I see, the black notch lapel tuxedo.
Can someone find out if George Zimmer wants to be a part of our show?
We'll talk to George Zimmer.
We'll come
back. It's not July anymore, but we'll talk to George Zimmer.
We absolutely will. We'll get to week one overreactions at some point. We've got to talk about the latest development in the Kawhi Leonard story. It is chef's kiss fantastic. Jason Jones coming up in the final hour of the show as well. Stilo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.